another turtle under our belt, another discussion. Rights, wronged. No, sorry, wrongs, righted, questions answered. Who are you?
I'm Stephanie Power, and I'm a radio journalist, and I live in Liverpool, and I do stuff for Radio 4 and 5 Live from there. So I've come up to Preston just to see what's going on here today.
And you've worked on some pretty big stuff that everybody's going to recognise. In fact, they might even recognise your voice, because this is audio after all.
Well, I do. At the moment, I work a lot for PM programme, which is on Radio 4.
I do like a bit of Radio 4. In fact, I like a lot of Radio 4. It's on most of the time in the house when I don't fancy a bit of cheesy tunes from Radio 2. Oh, my God, I'm listening to myself. I sound really old. But it's good to listen to 4, old. Isn't it? Thanks. But educated, thanks to Radio 4. What are you getting out of the day so far, Open 09 here in Preston?
Well, there's just been a question about, you know, how can media be funded in the future? And actually, I'm just really interested in this idea about how anyone who looks on the people's websites or looks on people's Twitter pages or Facebook, you could pay a tiny subscription to look at this information, and that person can then kind of receive an income through that. So as a freelance person, that's really interesting.
It is, when you think about the fact that you might get 2 million listeners on one of your programmes. Imagine they were paying a penny each.
But obviously, I don't have the marketing skills of the BBC, so I don't have 2 million people listening to me.
But maybe you do. There's people who are on Twitter who have more Twitter followers, for example, of the BBC. Mm. Maybe you just need to get involved in social media right now, so that as everybody becomes interlinked, their Facebooks and their Twitter and whatever they choose to communicate in a microblogging manner, all of this, I think, will become one, and therefore you will be able to talk to a large amount of people. Imagine just mentioning your Twitter name on your show could up your, you know, followership by 100,000. Why do you think the Radio 1 DJs are doing this in their own name? I think they're getting ready to break away, maybe.
It is interesting because I used to manage a band, actually, and when I managed the band, we just spent all our time on MySpace trying to, you know, get fans. And I suppose it's a similar thing. I mean, it depends to what end you want to do it. But I can see that there are all sorts of possibilities. And perhaps if there are stories that I want to do that I'm going to get on the, you know, traditional radio, there's another way I can always make them and put them out to a different audience, I suppose.
So do you feel confident that traditional radio in its present form is here to stay, or do you think it will be doing some evolving as well? I don't just mean DAB.
Well, there were some statistics, weren't there, recent Radar figures saying that Radio 4 has had more listeners than it's had for the last 10 years. I think, you know, we're talking today about all the different ways people can get their news, but I do think that those traditional ways are quite solid, and I think people still appreciate them.
So say, for example, somebody showed you in 10 minutes how you could install a micropayment system on your Twitter account. Would you consider using an application similar to what we're using now, Audioboo, to throw straight, unedited clips straight online with either a thought or an interview that you've managed to grab, knowing that everybody that clicks that would potentially be giving you a couple of pence?
Yeah, I think I don't know that I would just do it for the sake of doing it, but I think I'd probably treat it more as a, if there was a project or a particular story idea, if I wanted to make a longer piece,
so
I might
you
do
wouldn't,
it then.
It wouldn't necessarily be an audio blog. You'd really seriously think long form, script it.
I would probably much rather make a piece than just sort of say, oh, I'm here. Because I suppose I am quite traditional. You know, I worked for the BBC for quite a long time.
I still think you've got to be interesting. If you are here, it would have to be NASA or a burning building.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, what's happening maybe is that lots of people are saying lots and lots of things through social media, and maybe it needs to narrow down a bit, because you don't want to know, like you were saying earlier, you know, you don't want to know what everyone's had for their lunch.
Well, I do. That's what I was saying earlier. Well, it's not so. It's about filtering, though. That's down to the viewer, the individual. I mean, you don't listen to every radio station. You select what you want to listen to, and it's getting more and more possible. It's still early days for us to do that. Mm. You could just put in a term online and probably avoid every mention of sandwich, but you might miss that golden sandwich filling.
I never thought about mixing, you know, avocado with bacon.
They do, and it's good.
No, I know, I have had those.
let's get back to the tables. People are discussing stuff without us. We might miss out on the future of media.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.